您正在收听的是中国国际广播电台国际在线在线广播。
Now you're listening to Net Radio on China Broadcast.cn。英语学习、音乐、旅游、工作、奥运会、
时尚话题一网打尽，
实用的英语表达方法，
时刻炫出你的地道口语，
快来参加吧！国际在线实用英语课堂
，CRI Online Bilingual English Classroom。
Welcome to Practical English Classroom on My English. I'm Anna.
I'm Shantin.
And last time we talked about what's going on in the show business.
And today we're going to take you to the flea market and show you how to be a bargain hunter.
大家好，欢迎来到国际在线 My English 实用英语课堂。我是 Anna.
我是 Shantin. 上次呢，我们说了娱乐圈的是是非非。今天呢，我们就带大家去跳蚤市场转一转，
顺便告诉大家怎样成为一个砍价的高手。
Part 1. The History of Flea Market.
跳蚤市场的起源。Flea Market, 字面翻译过来呢就是跳蚤市场。可是为什么经营制货的街头市场被称为跳蚤市场呢？那么这个名字是怎么来的呢？有关 flea market 的来源呢，有两种说法。一种是 flea market 最初来源于纽约的 fly market。那么 fly market 是纽约曼哈顿地区的一个固定的市场。那么这个市场呢，从美国独立战争，也就是1775年之前，一直延续到大约1816年。fly 这个词来源于这个市场的荷兰语名称 fly 或者是 flea。那么这个词呢，在荷兰语的意思是山谷。很巧的是，它在荷兰语中的发音呢，正好和英语中的 flea 一样，所以就形成了英语中的Flea market。
另一种说法是 flea market 来自巴黎 Le Marché aux Buissons， 法语字面意思相当于英语中的 market of the fleas， 是巴黎专门卖便宜货的地方。人们半开玩笑地说，市场内的破烂商品里很可能到处都是跳蚤，该市场也就因此而得名了。不管怎么样，20世纪20年代的时候， flea market 第一次出现在英语中，指的是一种往往在周末举行的非正式的集市。
现在呢，跳蚤市场已经和跳蚤没有什么关系了，但这个名字呢却一直沿用了下来。 flea market 一般呢都是在户外，那儿有许多摊贩出售各种各样的东西，有不少呢都是用过的旧东西，新的东西也有，但是质量一般都是比较差的，价钱也很便宜。
没错，只要你的眼光够独到，你能花很少的钱便能买到很有价值的古董或者其他既便宜又好的东西。不过也正如大家开玩笑所说的， you don't buy what you need, you buy what you want at the flea market。Part 2. How to bargain.
讨价还价。想要在跳蚤市场买到又便宜又好的东西呢，砍价是必杀技之一。
是的，不会砍价的话，去跳蚤市场就没有什么意义。
那么下面我们就来听段对话，看看 Tom 是如何砍价的。
Hi, how much do you want for this?
150 RMB.
What? Don't try to rip me off. I know what this is worth. 50 RMB tops.
No way. It costs me more than that. 120 RMB.
Come on. If you don't give me a better price, I won't buy this from you.
110. Take it or leave it.
I'll give you 55 RMB.
I can't do that. I have to make a living. Give me 100 RMB and it's yours.
That's still much too expensive.
Wait. Okay, 85 RMB. Final price.
If that's the lowest you're willing to go, I'm leaving. I'll pay 65 RMB. Final offer.
You tried a hard bargain. I'm losing money on this. But all right, I'll let you have it for 65.
Thanks a lot. See you next time.
Bye.
在这段对话中 Tom 在跟卖主讨价还价，看看他们都是怎么说的。 How much do you want for this? 这件东西你想卖多少钱？这句话一般是买家问的，如果是在可以讲价的地方，卖主可能会反问你 How much do you want to pay for this? 你想出多少钱买这件东西呢？
开始的时候卖主开价150块钱， Tom 觉得太贵了，他说 What? Don't try to rip me off. I know what this is worth. 别想宰我，我是识货的，我知道这东西值多少钱。那么买东西的时候最怕的就是挨宰，所以不管是不是行家都要先造出声势，用这句话来镇住卖家。
嗯，没错， rip someone off 意思就是某商店或某商贩要价过高，就是我们平常说的宰人了，敲竹杠。比如说 The man tried to rip me off, but I taught them a good lesson. 那个人要骗我，结果让我教训了一顿。如果真的被狠宰了一下，你当然还可以说 I was ripped off 或者 I was cleaned out， 第二句话有被骗得很惨的意思。
Tom 说最多能给50块钱， 50 RMB tops。 那么 tops 这里是一个复数名词，在口语中表示最好的人或者是事物，那么对话中就是指最高的价钱了。比如说 I like most cities but for me Paris is the tops， 一般的城市我都喜欢，但是我最喜欢的城市是巴黎。好，卖主不同意 No way。 那么在口语当中 No way 也很常用，就像我们常说的没门儿。比如说 Give up our 10 minute break No way， 让我们放弃10分钟的工作休息时间，没门儿。 No way will I go on working for him， 我不会再为他工作了。
那如果想少花点钱怎么说呢？我们可以说 Can you give me a little deal on this， 这能卖得便宜一点吗？或者说是 Can you give me this for cheaper， 能便宜一点给我吗？还有就是Is there any discount on bulk purchases? 我多买些能打折吗？ Bulk purchases 就是大量的购买，等于 buy something in bulk。 还可以说 give me a discount， 给我打个折吧。 Discount 是折扣的意思。
大家注意了，平时在商店里常出现的表示打折的牌子呢是 on sale， 那么专门卖廉价物品的商店叫做 bargain store， 那么店里卖廉价商品的柜台叫做 bargain counter。 好，回到对话上来，卖主说120块钱卖给 Tom， Tom 还是嫌贵，他说 If you don't give me a better price I won't buy this from you， 如果你不给我便宜点呢，我就不在你这里买了，还挺硬气的。
当然了，一定不要让卖主觉得你软弱可欺，那样的话价钱可就讲不下来了。卖主想了想又降到了110块钱，还说 Take it or leave it， 买的话就这个价钱，不买的话走人好了。看来这个卖主也不好对付啊。Tom 还是不同意，不过他给卖主加了5块钱，向55块钱成交。卖主还是不愿意，他说给100块钱就是你的了。双方都往后退了一步，现在已经到了关键时刻了，就看谁能撑到最后了。
嗯，没错，他们觉得100块钱还是太贵，转身就要走了。 That's still much too expensive. Much too 在这里是修饰 expensive 的，本来单用 much 或者是 too 修饰 expensive 就可以了，但是这里把这两个词连用，更加强调了贵的程度。那当然我们也可以说 That's still way too expensive。这是 Tom 在跟卖主打心理战，卖主真的是有些支撑不住了，招呼他回来说85块钱就可以卖。那我觉得这一幕很熟悉哦，经常在讲不下来的时候转身就走，如果还可以便宜的话，卖主自然会叫你回去的。那但是如果卖主没有叫你回去，说明这个东西十有八九就是这个价钱了，这样你再看到同样商品的时候呢，心里就有数了。
嗯，所以说我们就是一定要货比三家嘛。Tom 觉得85块钱还是贵， If that's the lowest you are willing to go, I'm leaving，如果85块钱就是最低价了，我还是不买了。这里的 go 就相当于 charge me， 还可以用这个来表达问最低价钱，比如说 What's the lowest you're willing to go？ 最低你能出什么价？但是如果卖者的出价还是太高，你就可以说 Could you go down a little？ 如果你的出价太低，或者卖者接受不了，他也可以相应的说 Could you go up a little？ 但是这里的 go 呢，却是 pay 的意思了。
我们还可以说 Come on, give me a break on this。意思就是说别这样，你就让点价吧。那么在不同的语境当中呢， give someone a break 这个词组可以有不同的解释。在这句话里， give someone a break 的意思是 give someone a chance， 指的就是让些价钱。但是如果你正在忙着复习考试，你的室友却想让你帮他打水，你就可以对他说 give him a break， I'm busy right now， 别烦我，我正忙着呢。
继续来看，卖主到了这个时候已经可以说是无话可说了。You drive a hard bargain. I'm losing money on this. 意思就是说，你可真会讲价，我要赔钱了。最后卖主决定以65块钱卖给 Tom. Tom 觉得这个价钱也可以接受了，两个人于是就成交了。 看来讨价还价不光是要讲技巧，还要讲耐力，真是斗智斗勇。
嗯，没错。好，还是先来听一遍刚才的对话。
Hi, how much do you want for this?
150 RMB.
What? Don't try to rip me off. I know what this is worth. 50 RMB tops.
No way. It costs me more than that. 120 RMB.
Come on. If you don't give me a better price, I won't buy this from you.
110. Take it or leave it.
I'll give you 55 RMB.
I can't do that. I have to make a living. Give me 100 RMB and it's yours.
That's still much too expensive.
Wait. Okay, 85 RMB. Final price.
If that's the lowest you're willing to go, I'm leaving. I'll pay 65 RMB. Final offer.
You tried a hard bargain. I'm losing money on this. All right, I'll let you have it for 65.
Thanks a lot. See you next time.
Bye.
说了这么多，现在来听首歌放松一下吧，来自 Lisa Lee 的 Window Shopping。 One tears in sack, and you can always take me back and go window shopping again. Window shopping again. Pin shelves for something red, it's different.It's brighter than the ones you had to have. They didn't last, they just fade, and you go window shopping again. Window shopping again. Window shopping again.
Lucky you, they'll take it back. The warranty is in the sack. Besides, there's always something more, something better, a bigger store to go with.
You have been listening to CRI Online Special English Classroom Online English.
这里是国际在线实用英语课堂。Welcome back, 欢迎回来，你现在收听到的是国际在线 My English 实用英语课堂节目，我是你们的 NJ Anna。
我是沈听。今天呢，我们的话题是在跳蚤市场淘宝。前面我们已经告诉大家了一些讲价的用语，现在我们去跳蚤市场进行实战演习。
Part 3 At a flea market.
逛跳蚤市场。请和 Sarah 一起来逛跳蚤市场，我们来看看他们的收获如何。好，先来听一段对话。
Dialogue 1.
Do you like that vintage clock? It's almost 50 years old.
Really? It almost looks brand new. And the color designs are so retro.
Well, in the 50s, that clock is to be inside a drive-in burger joint.
No way. My parents used to hang out at those places.
This is one of my favorite items.
How did you get it?
I found it at a garage sale once.
What a find. So, how much does it cost?
Well, because I like you, $90.
$90 is pretty steep. I'll take it for $60.
$60? No can do, son. You'll be lucky if I go down to 85.
85? That's the best you can do. I'll come back later.
中 Martin 正在逛跳蚤市场，一个卖主跟他搭话，问他喜不喜欢那个古董钟。那么 vintage 的意思就是古老的、陈旧的，和 clock 搭配在一起就表示古董钟。那么这个古董钟已经有50年的历史了，但是看起来还是很新。It almost looks brand new。那么 brand new 这个短语呢，表示全新的、崭新的。例如 ，This is a brand new world。这是一个崭新的世界。
这个古董钟呢，不仅看起来是全新的，而且颜色的搭配也很复古。And the color designs are so retro. Retro 是一个前缀，表示向后、倒退、追溯的意思。那么在这里呢 ，retro 表示复古的或者复古的事物，也就不难理解了。
那么 drive-in burger joint 就是指停车场的餐厅，是一种50年代常见的营业模式。客人呢购买食物以后，就可以直接在店家的停车场里食用。卖主告诉 Martin， 在50年代呢，这个钟就曾经被放在这种停车场的汉堡店里面。
Martin 听了觉得很惊奇啊 ，No way， my parents used to hang out at those places。不会吧，我爸妈过去就经常在那里约会。我们来说一说 hang out 这个词组，在口语中 ，hang out 表示经常去某个地方或居住。例如 ，Where does he hang out these days？ 他这一阵子都在什么地方来着？
卖主看出来 Martin 对这个古董钟非常有兴趣，他告诉 Martin， 这个古董钟呢是他最喜欢的收藏品之一，是在一个车库拍卖会找到的。那么在美式英语当中呢 ，garage sale 是指汽车行李箱货物卖场，就是把不想要的东西放在自己的汽车行李箱中出手，也是一种旧货市场，跟 flea market 差不多。那么在英式英语中的说法是 car boot sale。
Martin 称赞卖主说 ，What a find， 真是眼光独到，淘到宝了。Find 在这里是做名词，表示发现或找到的物或人。比如说吧 ，Our tutor was a marvelous find。我们找到了一个很出色的家庭教师。I made a great find at the flea market the other day。那一天我在跳蚤市场里淘到了一件宝贝。Make a find 这个词组就表示找到某物。Martin 问这个古董钟的价钱，卖主说 ，Well, because I like you, $90。既然我跟你投缘的话，$90好了。Buck 在口语中表示美元，也就是 dollar。
但是 Martin 呢觉得$90还是太贵了，他没有用 expensive 这个词，而用的是 steep 这个词，表示价格或者要求过高的、不合理的、过分的。好，比如我们可以说 I wouldn't pay $300 for that cat. It's too steep. 我才不花$300买那只猫呢，要价真是太离谱了。好，再举个例子 ，She wants you to water her plants for 4 weeks. That's a bit steep.他现在要你替他浇4个星期的花，这可有点过分了。
Martin 出价$60， I'll take it for $60， 也可以说 I'll have it for $60。卖主觉得$60太便宜了，不能买。他说 No can do， 意思就是行不通的，不行，是一种委婉的表示不可能的说法。卖主觉得能降到85就已经很不错了。You'll be lucky if I go down to 85。这里 go down to 就表示把价格降到多少多少。那么相应的呢，我们就可以说 go up to， 把价格升到多少。
Martin 觉得$85太贵了 ，85， that's the best you can do. I'll come back later. 85，你只能降这么多吗？那么待会儿再回来吧。That's the best you can do 是指 that's the best you can go， 或者是 that's the best you can offer。好，再来听一点刚才的对话。Do you like that vintage clock? It's almost 50 years old.
Really?It almost looks brand new, and the color designs are so retro.
Well, in the 50s, that clock is to be inside a drive-in burger joint.
No way. My parents used to hang out at those places.
This is one of my favorite items.
How did you get it?
I found it at a garage sale once.
What a find. So, how much does it cost?
Well, because I like you, $90.
$90 is pretty steep. I'll take it for $60.
$60? No can do, son. You'll be lucky if I go down to $85.
$85? That's the best you can do. I'll come back later. Dialogue 2.
现在我们来看看 Sarah 有什么收获。
How much for these autographed Elvis records?
$30 a record, or 5 for $120.
I'm not sure. Are these all in good condition?
Absolutely. I bought them from the King's estate myself. Tell you what, I'll let you have 5 for $100.
I don't really need 5.
Okay, 5 for $85. That's my final offer.
Oh, why not? I'll take them.
It's a deal.在跳蚤市场上 ，Sarah 看上了几张有猫王亲笔签名的唱片，正在跟卖主讨价还价呢。唱片的价钱是$30一张，或者是$120买五张，真是够贵的了。所以呢 ，Sarah 有些犹豫，说 "I'm not sure"， 表示我还得想想。
他又问 "Are these all in good condition？" 他们都保存得很好吗？那么 condition 在这里表示现状、状况、情况，比如说 "The car is in poor condition."这辆车的状况很差，很糟糕。那么 condition 还表示健康状况或者是健康，例如 he's in excellent condition for a man of his age。就其年龄而言呢，他的身体算是好的了。
再举个例子 ，I've had no exercise for years. I'm really out of condition. 我好长时间没有运动了，现在身体也不是很好了。再比如说 ，she's in no condition to travel. 她的身体状况不适宜旅行。卖主保证这些唱片都保存得非常好，是他亲自从猫王家里买来的。这里 The King's Estate 就是说猫王的家，目前被改为猫王纪念馆了。
卖主看 Sarah 是非常诚意买这些唱片的，就给他让一些价钱，说可以$100买五张。Tell you what 在口语中表示的意相当于要不这样。当你做了一些让对方失望的事情，比如说临时取消了约会，或者是开出让人不满意的价格，就可以说这句话，再接着说出你的建议，告诉对方你愿意用这种方式来弥补他。
但是呢 Sarah 还是觉得贵，他假装说他并不需要这么多唱片，目的就是让卖主再讲些价钱。结果卖主真的上当了，说可以$85卖五张，这是他最后的开价了，不能再低了。 That's my final offer. Sarah 马上就同意了，最后双方成交。 It's a deal.这个句子表示成交，就这么说定了。A fair or square deal 表示公平交易。比如说 ，We offered you a fair deal on furniture. 我们卖家具的价钱已经很公道了。
好，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
How much for these autographed Elvis records?
$30 a record, or 5 for $120.
I'm not sure. Are these all in good condition?
Absolutely.I bought them from the King's estate myself. Tell you what, I'll let you have 5 for $100.
I don't really need 5.
Okay, 5 for $85. That's my final offer.
Oh, why not? I'll take them.
It's a deal. Dialogue 3.
Martin 和 Sarah 碰到了一起，比比各自的收获。来听一段他们之间的对话。
So, Martin, what have you got?
Well, there's this clock I was...My vintage clock. How do you have my clock?
Your vintage clock? I just paid $65 for it.
$65? What the... How did you bargain him down, Sarah? You've never even been to a flea market before.
No sweat. It must be my special touch. I think bargaining is in my blood.
Never underestimate a woman when it comes to bargaining.
对话中 ，Sarah 和 Martin 在跳蚤市场相遇了。Sarah 问 Martin 淘到了什么东西没有 ，Martin 还对他看上的那个古董钟耿耿于怀。他正打算告诉 Sarah 他的古董钟，突然看见 Sarah 手里拿着的正是他没有买到的那个钟，他很惊讶，语气都变了。
My vintage clock? How do you have my clock?
我的古董钟？你怎么会有我的古董钟呢？那么 Sarah 觉得 Martin 真是莫名其妙，明明是自己花钱买的，怎么成了 Martin 的古董钟了？Your vintage clock, 你的古董钟。那么这里大家要注意词的重音。
Sarah 花了65美金买下了这个古董钟， Martin 更惊讶了，原来那个卖主是少85块钱不卖的呀，所以他说 How did you bargain him down, Sarah? 你是怎么砍价的？ Bargain someone down 或者说是 talk someone down 都表示跟某人讨价还价、砍价的意思。 Sarah 从前从来没有去过跳蚤市场，看来他真是一个天生的砍价能手。他自己也说 No sweat, it must be my special touch， 小意思，这一定是我的特长。
嗯， No sweat 那这个句子呢表示小事一桩、小菜一碟，是说某件事很简单，不需要花费太多的力气就可以解决了。那么 touch 在这里表示特殊的能力或者是某项技巧，比如 I can't do the crossword today, I must be losing my touch， 我今天听不出这个字谜了，一定是我的技巧退步了。 Has he regained his old touch？ 他恢复以前的能力了吗？
Sarah 还夸自己说 I think bargaining is my blood， 我觉得我有讲价的天赋。 Something is in one's blood 或者说是 running the blood，在我身体之中流着有什么样的血液，也就是说某人对某物有特别的兴趣或者才能，比如说 Most of my family are photographers, it runs in the blood， 我的家人大都擅长摄影，这是世传。
Martin 非常崇拜 Sarah， 他说 Never underestimate a woman when it comes to bargaining， 说到砍价的时候绝对不能低估女人。好， underestimate 表示低估、小看， when it comes to something 是指当涉及某事、某种情况或者是某种问题的时候。好，我们可以说 I'm as good a cook as she is except when it comes to making spaghetti， 我饭做的和她一样的好，但是我就是做不好意大利面。
也许女人真的是天生的砍价高手。好了，现在再让我们来听一遍刚才的对话。
So Martin, what have you got?
Well, there's this clock I was... My vintage clockHow do you have my clock?
Your vintage clock? I just paid $65 for it.
$65? What the... How did you bargain him down, Sarah? You've never even been to a flea market before.
No sweat. It must be my special touch. I think bargaining is in my blood.
Never underestimate a woman when it comes to bargaining.
最后一起来欣赏来自动画片 Lilo and Stitch， 也就是星际宝贝的插曲 Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride。
There's no fixed recipe, lingering in ocean blue, my surf till the sunset beyond the horizon, flying by on the Hawaiian RollerI'm the beat of my little thing. I'm the beat of my little thing. La 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 laIf I can drive a Hawaiian roller coaster, and you can make me hot like a second, no way, no way, it's gonna be wrong. Turn it, turn it up, turn it down, turn it up, turn it down, 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 turn it down,
turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, turn it down, tur